不知道有多少人发觉这个讲员跟原来的预计的讲员不一样吧。
I don't know how many of you realize the speaker right now is different from the one that's on original list.
在我的记忆中，这个情况是第三次的。
In my memory, this situation happened the third time.
如果记错的话，就原谅我年纪有时候会忘记一些东西。
Please forgive me if I remember it wrong.
第一次发生这样的情况，那时候我们还是在旧的会所建家的聚会的地方来一起聚会。
When it happened the first time was still during the time that we borrow other people's gathering to meet together.
那时候是下午聚会。
And we met at afternoon at that time.
刚才有人祷告，我们还有个地方可以聚会，那是我们借聚会的地方，所以他给我们下午的时间。
There was a brother or sister pray that thank the Lord we still have place to gather together, and at that time we borrow to meet in the afternoon.
我们开始聚会是一起擘饼。
We start to break the bread together.
擘完饼就开始唱诗歌。
Then after breaking the bread, we sang hymns.
唱诗歌完毕呢，那领会的弟兄，我还记得是谭永雄弟兄。
And after singing hymns, I still remember the brother who led the hymn was our brother Gideon Tan.
那讲员应该是陈品珍 Philip Chan.
Speaker was Philip Chan.
就他眼睛张开，后来发觉陈品珍弟兄没来。
And then when brother Gideon Tan opened his eyes, he realized that brother Philip Chan did not come.
那我们的领会的弟兄很老练啊。
Our presider brother was very experienced.
他就说，他的意思就是说他没看到讲员，不过他现在把这个时间交给罗立远弟兄。
He said that I haven't seen the speaker yet, but I'll give the following time to brother Kevin Law.
那是第一次。
That was the first time.
那第二次呢
？Second time.
应该是在14年吧，大概我只记得领会是宋辉弟兄。
It might be in 2014, and I remember it was Brother Song who was the presider.
那次主很怜悯，不是临时讲员没来。
And it was Lord's mercy that actually the speaker could not come all of the last minute.
讲员是刘志雄弟兄。
And it was Brother Peter Liu.
应该是很牢靠的。
He should be trustworthy.
他早上大概八点左右的时候 text 我。
And he texts me around 8 in the morning.
他说绿源弟兄今天因为他在宾州晚上的聚会聚到太晚了，他没有办法开过来。
He said, Brother Kevin, because he was in Pennsylvania and the meeting was so late last night, so he could not drive up here.
那我就 text 宋辉弟兄。
So then I text to Brother Song.
宋辉说你开，好像说你开玩笑的。
Brother Song said that, are you kidding?
所以还是有四五个小时。
So even though we still have four or five hours left.
第三次就是这次。
And the third time is this time.
李嘉伟弟兄上礼拜他太太生了一个 baby.
Brother Jeff Lin just had a baby last week.
第二胎。
It was a second baby.
我跟他讲，你不来，你开什么玩笑？
I told him that, are you kidding if you cannot come?
然后他就用 WeChat 照了三个照片给我。
Then he took three photos and sent me by WeChat.
他说这孩子刚刚生下来哈，这个样子在这里，证明我没有问题。
I'm showing you the proof of the picture of the baby and to prove that there's no problem with me.
主有很大的恩典，就有一个多礼拜，一个礼拜的时间。
So the Lord gave us great grace. We still had about a week of time.
所以我今天就站在这里。
So therefore, I'm standing here today.
所以我祷告以后，我觉得应该要讲罗马书。
After prayers, I thought I should speak a book of Romans.
但是我不敢讲罗马书的前面十五章。
But I don't dare to share the first 15 chapters of Book Romans.
但是我想起主日学，我们十六章没有好好讲。
Then I'm being reminded that we did not share enough about chapter 16.
所以我就摆了十六章。
So now I'm sharing 16.
Tina 打电话给我说，哇，十六章都是人名呢。
Tina called me and said that there are so many names on the chapter 16.
名字很多，我说你不用管那些名字，我只管他们怎么形容这些人。
There are so many names on this chapter, but I mentioned that don't worry about that. Just be concerned about how they describe those people.
所以你放心，我们今天不会去念每一个名字哈。
Therefore, don't worry that we will not go through each name today.
保罗一口气问安了24+9，是吧？大概30+几个名字。
Paul, that he has greeted more than 30 names.
如果看罗马书16章的时候，你会发觉那里好多名字啊。
If you look at Romans chapter 16, you find there are so many names.
今天我也不指望我们把罗马书16章一节一节的念。
And we are not going to read each verse of chapter 16.
但是如果我们有几个名字摆在我们身上，我们是很有福的。
But we will be blessed if we can put a few names on us.
罗马书是一个很严肃的一卷书信。
Book of Romans is a very serious letter.
对着基督徒的生命的成长，罗马书是非常重要的。
It's a very important book for the growth of Christian life.
他将我们这个人因着信成为了一个义人。
By faith, we become justified.
神称我们为义。
And God has justified us.
当我们成为一个义人之后呢，我们的生活改变了，我们就成圣，成为圣别的。
Once we are being justified, that our life changes and we become sanctified.
当我们一个属神生活的人，这样的圣别的生活，耶稣基督会因着我们这个人得着荣耀。
And as of God, that we have such holy life, then Christ Jesus can be glorified to us.
所以罗马书是一个非常严谨的书信。
So Book of Romans is a very serious book.
但是在罗马书的到16章的时候。
But from chapter 16 of Book of Romans,
保罗要写完罗马书16章了，写完15章。
Paul finished writing chapter 15.
他就有一系列的问安。
Then he started with a series of greetings.
问安。
Greetings.
问安就是我们今天如果来到教会的话，我们常常会嗨嗨嗨啊。
That's just like when we come to the gathering, we say hi to each other.
结果你发觉。保罗的问安里面不是只有说一个嗨字哈。
Then you realize that from the greetings of Paul, he did not just say hi.
保罗的问安里面把这些人的名字都能够提出来。
He has pointed out each name.
为什么要提出这些人的名字
？Why did he point out each name？
因为这些名字在保罗的生命当中有影响力。
Because those names, those people have influenced Paul.
这些影响力呢，保罗用于除了讲他的名字以外，还把他所做的一些事情在书信里面提了出来。
Those influence, Paul did not just mention their names, but also mention what they did.
那一提出来之后，发觉这些所提出来的内容，就是今天教会弟兄姐妹生活最重要的东西。
Then once he mentioned, then we realized that what he has mentioned about what they did were the most important things in our lives.
没有教导。
Without teaching.
不是讲一些教义。
And that's not talking about doctrine.
是讲到实际的生活。
Talking about the life in reality.
这就是我想要跟弟兄姐妹今天交通的部分。
And that's the part I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
不过呢，要借一句经文哈，在罗马书一章哈。
But also from Book of Romans chapter 1.
一章第八节。
Book of Romans chapter 1 verse 8.
我们可不可以一起念罗马书一章八节？我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
第一。
Thank my God through Jesus Christ for you.And your faith is spoken through the whole world.
这个信德应该是 faith.
This is mentioned here, faith.
当时的罗马
The Rome back then.
罗马在那里聚会的弟兄姐妹
The brothers and sisters gathered in Rome.
保罗在写这封信的时候，他从来没有去过罗马。
When Paul wrote this letter, he has never been to Rome.
但是罗马教会那边聚会的弟兄姐妹很特别。
But the brothers and sisters gathered in Rome were special.
在历史上，我们知道罗马教会那个时候的弟兄姐妹有好几次犹太人必须离开罗马。
In history, we know that among the gatherings there, for so many times that Jews had to leave Rome.
因为罗马的政府要求犹太人离开罗马。
For the Roman government request the Jews.
所以他们必须离开啊。
So they had to leave.
好像我们今天如果 Chris Whitman 哪天下令说所有黄种人离开纽泽西。
Or if one day the government say request that all the Asians to leave New Jersey.
啊，但不会发生的，不会发生的。
We know this will not happen.
那你知道只有 Mark 一个人在这里啊。
Then we know in Brother Mark is here.
那他会很惨啊，他会很不高兴。
Then he will not be happy.
那我们有要必须留离开 New Jersey 一年。
And we will have to leave New Jersey for 1 year.
那我们有人认识，我们就找。哦，刚好简明德来，我们就到简明德那里去聚会啊。
And then if we know certain brother, then we just go to some place.
啊，梁阿姨来，我们厉害的就坐飞机到梁阿姨那里聚会。
Or if we know our sister, then we just fly to our sister's.
那有时候有一些弟兄姐妹在罗马教会，他们到耶路撒冷去。
And for some brothers sisters from the Church of Rome, they went to Jerusalem.
但是我们知道罗马教会的弟兄姐妹，他们常常在不同的地方，因为。不同的原因。
And we know the brothers and sisters from Rome, often they are scattering different places because of different reasons.
所以老保罗认识了这些人。
So Paul had known them.
保罗没有说你们罗马教会这个好那个好啊。
Paul did not mention how good is about the church.
他用了一句话，他你们信心传遍了当时所知道的天下。
And but he said that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
可能保罗在耶路撒冷听过这个弟兄是罗马教会来的。
Maybe Paul in Jerusalem had heard that this brother is from the Church of Rome.
保罗在哥林多听到罗马教会的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul in Corinth heard the brother sister from Church of Rome.
那给了保罗最大的印象是他们的信心。
And the most impression he has is their faith.
今天教会在外面的名声是什么？
What kind of name is being spoken of church?
是非常重要的。
That's very important.
当年，当那个时候，不像现在有 Facebook 啊。
Back then, we did not have Facebook like today.
或者 WeChat 啊。
Or WeChat.
或 email.
Or email.
或者是 World Wide Web 啊。
Or Triple W.
你就把你的教会的样子，好像可以经由别的方式 remote 的去看到。
Then you can remotely see the.How your church is like.
那有时候你会觉得，哦，这教会哇，真好，它的网页做得真棒。
Sometimes you see how good is the website of this gathering.
哇，什么都有哈，主日学什么，其实规模很大。
It has everything and it's big.
很有名。
It's very well spoken of.
那结果你一去了，结果怎么样？
But then, what do you see when you go there?
有时候会有差别嘛，对不对
？Sometimes you see the difference.
教会是以什么来有名哈
？Then what's the Why is the meeting place is being highly spoken of?
我讲一个例子，你知道加州有一个很有名的教会叫 Crystal Cathedral， 就是水晶玻璃教会啊。
Let me give an example. In California, there's a very famous church called Crystal Cathedral.
他们有名是什么
？Why is it famous?
你去那里的时候，你会发觉有一个很大的水晶玻璃是透明的、啊，他们在里面聚会。
You find that they gather in such big crystal glass and they gather in it.
他的名声是什么
？What's his name being spoken of?
哦、oh, ，那个水晶玻璃。
That crystal glass.
神真正的心意是希望他的教会是只是一个水晶玻璃吗
？Is God's will that just he hopes his church is like a crystal glass?
保罗在这里，你的信德传遍了天下。
And Paul here says your faith is being spoken of through the whole world.
那个时候
，at that time，
能够把信德传遍天下
，to have the faith being spoken of throughout the whole world，
一定是本身那个人是在一个信心生活的人才能传那个地方。
It must be that that person is living by faith, and he's able to share the about faith.
有些聚会很特别啊。
Some meeting places.
当你出去的时候。
When you go out,
你去到别的地方看到弟兄姐妹如何生活。
When you go out and you see how brothers sisters at some other place how they live,
你就会有那个印象。
Then you have the impression.
那人家就问你说，哎，那里的聚会怎么样
Then other people ask you, how's the gathering over there?
常常有弟兄就是说，他们到别的地方就问我说，哎，那个聚会他们哪里有聚会？
So often when brothers and sisters go to visit other places, they ask me, is there any meeting place at over there?
虽然我旅行的地方不多哈。
Even though I don't travel to a lot of places.
但是我有机会去别的地方，我一定去找找一些聚会。
But whenever I have the opportunity to visit other places, I definitely go look out the meeting.
有一些聚会你看完以后，你不想要帮他弟兄讲说这个聚会很棒啊，很好啊，什么都不想讲。
Sometimes after I visit some gatherings, I don't really want to recommend that gathering.
但是有时候一些回来，你很感谢主，那个弟兄姐妹在那里聚会的情况，你里面感谢主。
But sometimes when I return, I'm so thankful for the gathering condition of the brothers and sisters over there.
然后你会为他美言几句啊。
Then I give recommendations.
但是有时候你就说，哎，我也不知道，你自己去看看好啦。
But sometimes I tell them that I don't really know, but just go search, find out yourself.
所以我到美国学了叫 no comment 哈，就常讲 no comment.
So I learned the word no comment.
那其实是什么？
What does it mean?
就是 negative 嘛，对不对？
It's actually negative.
你不会跟他讲说我要买这个东西，你说 no comment.
I've never tell people if you buy to buy such thing, but I say no comment about it.
我曾经有时候这些聚会会有一些感觉说，哎呀，他有影响我。
For some gatherings, I do have feelings that it influenced me.
有一次我去出差哈。
Once I went on business trip.
我到西岸去啊。
To West Coast.
我听说他们聚会那个。九点半要开始剥饼。
I heard their gathering starts breaking of bread at 9:30.
那从东岸过去到那边九点半不是问题嘛，对不对
？From flying from East Coast to West Coast, starting the meeting at 9:30, that's no problem.
因为有三小时的 difference 嘛。
For there are the 3 hours difference.
你的九点半就是我十二点半，谁怕谁嘛。
9:30 in West Coast is 12:30.
那西岸的弟兄要来这边。十点聚会你就比较辛苦了，对不对
？But for West Coast brothers to come here to gather at 10, that's more tiring.
我不知道梁阿姨怎么样啊。
I don't know about Sister Yang, but
那我那次就很早就去，因为我大概他们的时间六点钟就起来了啊。
So I went to the meeting early because I woke up at 6 their time.
其实是我们真的九点了
啊。Actually, it's already 9 o'clock East Coast.
所以我就坐了 subway 去那个聚会。
So I took the subway to the gathering.
但是因为中间有点出错哈。
But I made some mistakes.
结果到了那边已经9:15了。
So I arrived there at 9:15.
那结果接我的人也没来。
And the one who was supposed to give me ride also did not arrive.
他忘了啊。
Because he forgot.
因为小弟兄大概他没注意。
As a young brother, so he
他真的忘了，他真的忘了。
He really forgot.
那我在那火车站想说，这走过去要半小时。
So I was thinking that to walk from the train station might take me half hour.
不过这个地方加州这个风和日丽啊，走路半小时对我来讲不是问题。
But it would be no problem for me to walk as California is full of sunlight.
所以我就三步带两步就。跑啊，跑去了。
So I very quickly went there.
就到了那边是9:40。
Arrived there at 9:40.
我从楼梯，他们那个会所有一点小楼梯，我要从楼梯上去。
I had to climb up the stairs.
但是我在街上的时候就听到他们在唱诗歌了。
I already heard them singing hymns when I was still on the street.
结果到楼梯口到了一半，我就上不去了。
But when I climbed halfway up the stairs, I could not go up anymore.
因为我发觉他们已经从内厅已经挤到楼梯口了。
Because I really find that they were so crowded, and it was really outside the stairway.
那我本人就想说，他们一定是不会安排椅子，都安在堵在外面嘛，所以里面一大堆空位。
So I was thinking that it must be there were no chairs inside, so there were a lot of people standing outside.
就像是我们这个会堂，你不管多晚来。波比你都是有位有置的。
Just like our meeting that even if you arrive late, you still have seats.
结果那个姐妹说来诶新的弟兄来来进来进来。
Then a sister saw me and said that, new brother visit us, then come in.
刚好不是在祷告的时候所以眼睛大家都看到你。
It happened, it was not during the praying time, so everybody saw me.
他们一定想这个新到的晚来了。
They must be thinking that this new visitor came late.
那接我的弟兄突然想到，哎呀，忘了接你。
Then the brother suddenly remembered who was supposed to give me ride. Suddenly remembered he forgot.
里面挤得满满的。
It was so crowded.
Bobby.
Breaking of bread.
九点四十分挤满。
It was 9:40 and it was already fully crowded.
这群弟兄姐妹影响了你。这群的弟兄姐妹，他们所做的事情，就影响了你。
The brothers and sisters, this group of brothers and sisters have influenced me.
为什么要那么早来擘饼？
Why did they come to breaking of bread early?
他们生命的实际在哪里？
Where is the reality of their life?
有时候这些事情，你知道它里面所信的是什么？
From those things they do, then we know whom they believe.
当然。他们不止擘饼。
Of course, they do not just break the bread.
他们一起交通分享。
They also share together.
这是一个信心的见证哈。
And that's a testimony of faith.
不是物质上的名声。
Not just a name by much, but not just a materialistic name.
信心上的见证。
The testimony of faith.
是让你去接触到的。
Is that you can touch.
物质上的东西。
Material things.
你虽然可以接触到，
you might be able to feel it.
但是在里面给你的感动或影响是不同的。
But the touch and the move and or the influence is different.
我很感谢主让我经历那样的一次。
I really thank the Lord to let me have such experience.
但我里面有常常会讲，那是不是每个主日都这样子啦？
Then often I ask, are they the same way every Sunday?
他们说他们那样已经三四十年了。
They say they have been like that for 30 or 40 years.
这是主给他们的见证。
And that's the testimony from the Lord.
保罗在这里讲他的信心传遍了天下。
Paul says here that their faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
保罗对这一群弟兄姐妹里面有很大的感觉。
And Paul have much feelings toward this group of brothers and sisters.
所以他一口气在后面问安的时候，
So when he said all the greetings,
他问了26个人的名字。
He mentioned 26 people's names.
如果去看罗马书16章的时候，
When you read chapter 16 of Romans,
一下问了26个人。
He greeted 26 people.
我不知道你，我们，你如果拿一张纸给你，你现在可不可以写26个名字出来？
I don't know if you're able to write down 26 names.
全名啊。
The full name.
不能小陈啊，小罗啊，小小林啊，小。不能这样写，要全名，不要写错啊。
You can't just write out nicknames.
我相信保罗写这些名字没写错的啊。
I trust that Paul did not write any of the names wrong.
他写的时候，他不知道他在写圣经啊。
When he was writing that, he did not realize he was writing the scripture.
Phoebe 小姐 ，Phoebe 这个执事，他也不知道他带的这个书是带圣经走啊。
And for this sister Phoebe, he also did not know that 他带
着圣经啊，他只是觉得带了一封信去罗马。
When he wrote about sister Phoebe, he did not thought he only thought he was just writing it on a letter.
罗马书是十六章哈。
There are 16 chapters of Book of Romans.
是一封信啊。
It's a letter.
请菲比小姐带去啊。
And he asked Sister Phoebe to bring it.
她是一个女执事。
She's a deacon in the church.
所以保罗第一件事，他说我在这里要举荐这个姐妹，她带这个信来。
So first, Paul said, I commend unto you Phoebe who brought the letter.
她不是一个普通的姐妹啊。
She's just not a very ordinary sister.
她在底格里教会那里做执事。
And she's a deacon in the church in Centuria.
而且她帮助了我。
And she also helped.
而且帮助教会每一个人。
And also helped many in church.
她把这封信带到罗马去。
She brought the letter to Rome.
我写信，我也写信了。我们这个年代是写信的啊。
I also write letters.
有一些年轻人，你们这个年代比较少写信，就写 email 了。
Maybe for young people, you only write email and not letters.
除非公司要你写很多东西，你大概原则上不会写过几个 paragraph.
Unless the company asks you to write many things, otherwise you probably don't even write several paragraphs.
我写过信。
I have written letters.
大概一张就不得了了。
Just one piece of letter is a lot.
那保罗一下写了16章。
And Paul wrote 16 of them.
前面15章我不敢看，不敢跟你们交通。
I don't dare to go through the fellowship with the first 15.
我们就交通第16章。
We will share chapter 16.
这封信带到罗马去。
This letter is being brought to.
我相信很重很沉。
I trust it must be heavy.
我那时候在想说，万一菲比掉了怎么办？
I was thinking, what if our sister Phoebe lost it?
我们今天东西掉了没关系，对不对？都在电脑里嘛。
Nowadays, if we lost something, it's still in our PC.
我常常看主日学讲义都乱丢哈，乱丢哈。掉了没关系，我再 copy 一个给你。
I often see brothers and sisters lost their Sunday school class.
我们也要责怪他们，对，不用讲。
But it's okay that.
我们容易 copy 东西现在。
Now it's so easy to just copy or reprint.
那个时候要重新抄的。
But at that time we have to write everything over again.
还好 Phoebe 没掉。
And it was good Phoebe did not lose.
不然我们今天看不到罗马书。
And otherwise today we won't even to read the book of Romans.
保罗一定非常信任 Phoebe 把书给他。
Paul must really trust Phoebe, so he
把这个信给他。
So he gave him the he gave her the letter.
而且这 Phoebe 是帮助人的。
And also Phoebe helped others.
他能够帮助保罗。
She was able to help Paul.
而且帮助教会里面弟兄姐妹。
And help the brother sister in church.
这是何等美的弟兄一位姐妹。
How beautiful is such sister?
保罗后来就开始问安了。
Then Paul started the greetings.
我当然知道菲比为什么要去罗马，我们不知道哈。
We don't know why Phoebe went to Rome.
但是保罗带了一封信，顺便请他带到罗马去，我们知道。
But then we know that Paul asked Phoebe to deliver this letter on her way.
有时候弟兄姐妹
，And sometimes brothers and sisters,
主让你到别的地方去。
Lord let you go to visit other places.
你带什么去
？What do you bring with you？
我们常常想，我们带了什么去
？We often think about what do we bring with us。
我不知道菲比是不是顺便带了这封信。
I don't know if Phoebe just carry it with her。
我相信不是
I trust it's not。
他到罗马教会那里去。
She arrived the Church of Rome。
有他的事情。
She has her things to do there.
但是因着这事情呢，罗马的教会那里有了这封信，也得着祝福。
But because of this, and the Church of Rome have this letter, and they receive the blessing.
那菲比知道这个交通信的内容的时候，她自己里面属灵也一定有成长。
And when Sister Phoebe know the content of these letters.She must have grown spiritually as well.
时间的关系哦，你看保罗在第一个问安的人问谁
？Who are the first people that Paul greets?
我们一起来念好不好？第三节
together,
到第四节
，and four.
来。
Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who has for my life laid down their own necks, and for not only I the saints, but also all the churches of Gentiles.
我来讲的第五节，他说又问他们家中的教会安。
In verse 5 says that likewise greet the church that is in their house.
我们知道这对夫妇对着保罗一生的影响很大。
We know that this couple have greatly influenced Paul's life.
保罗跟他们一起支搭帐篷。在地上的时候
Paul was making tents together with them.
然后保罗可能住在亚居拉、百居拉的家。
Paul probably stayed with Priscilla and Aquila's home.
保罗有很多人帮助他。
There were many helped Paul.
这一对夫妇帮助保罗是很特别的。
And it's very special for this couple to help Paul.
我们知道保罗常常写信的时候就要问这一对夫妇的安。
We know that Paul often saluted this couple when he wrote letters.
保罗一定很爱这对夫妇。
Paul must love this couple very much.
为什么这对夫妇不只爱保罗呢？不只照顾保罗。
Why is it this couple not only take care of Paul?
跟保罗同工。
And also co-worker with
Paul. 甚至一起查圣经。
And they study Bible together.
我读到这里，最感动我的是这对夫妇呢，
能够把自己的性命都不管，为了保罗。
I'm mostly touched that this couple they can lay down their own lives even for Paul.
今天大概只有父母愿意为他儿女大概摆上性命吧，哈。
Nowadays, it might just only be parents willing to lay down their lives for their children.
如果你在主里面
，If you are in the Lord,
你认识一些人
，You know some people.
他们会卖命的
，And they are willing to lay down their lives.
他不管他的性命。
They don't really concern about their lives.
来爱你
，to love you.
这样的人
，this kind of people，
相信对你一定有很大的影响力
，must have great influence on you.
而且这样的人
，and this kind of people，
他能把你放在他的心中
，they put you in their heart，
来照顾你
，to take care of you.
这样的人
，this kind of people，
今天真的不多。
There are really not many this kind of people today.
我们的爱真的是很有条件的。
Our love is so conditional.
但是这对夫妇，他为了保罗，可以把性命都摆掉。
But this couple, for Paul, they are willing to lay down their lives.
而且众教会呢，也感谢他们。
And also all the churches thank them.
还问他家里面教会的安。
And also greet the church that is in their house.
这对夫妇真美哦。
This couple is so beautiful.
那在下面哈。
And then.
然后呢？第五节那里又问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚细亚是归基督初结的果子。
And verse 5, Salome, my well beloved Epaphras.Who is the first fruit of Asia unto Christ?
以拜尼士还是尼土
Epaphras
应该是土是不是？他是在亚细亚教会初结的果子。
He is the first fruit of church in Asia.
什么叫初结的果子
What does it mean by first fruit?
大概是第一个做什么基督徒的吧，大概是。
Might be the first question there.
前几天因为我在整理东西哈，因为我们公司搬家。
For the past few days, I was organizing things for our company just moved.
我就整理一些以前我们查经班的东西。
So I was organizing things from the Bible study back then.
查经班那时候本来在 Newark， 后来1990年 move 到科尼去哈。
Originally, our Bible study class was in Newark, but then we moved to Kearney in 1990.
你可以想一想，你是不是我讲的那几个人
？You can think about whether you are a few of those I mentioned.
我们在1990年12月有一次受浸的聚会。
There was a baptism gathering in December of 1990.
那时候写下来，那算是那时候教会到那边初结的果子。
Those could be the first fruits of our gathering.
那有好几位夫妇哈，在那里一起受浸，夫妇一起受浸很不容易哈。
There were so many couples got baptized together, and it's not easy for couples to be baptized.
因为在整理那个资料嘛，所以我就看看到底是谁啊哈。
Because I was organizing the things I have, so I was looking at who they were.
结果他们还在这里的聚会当中。
But they are still in our meeting until now.
保罗从来不忘记他在哪里工作的时候初结的果子。
Paul has never forgotten who are his first fruits at the place of his birth.
在你的生命中有没有带过人信主
？In your life, have you ever brought people to believe the Lord?
你记不记得他是谁
？Do you remember who they are?
你有没有为他们祷告
？Have you been praying for them?
在你不管到哪里去了，你就想到他们还在哪里
？Regardless of where you are, do you still remember them?
保罗是一个大忙人啊。
Paul is very busy.
但是他一想到这个弟兄，他说这是在亚细亚，我们在那里聚会的时候，初结的果子。
But whenever Paul thought of this brother, he thinks of him as the first fruit in Asia when he gathered there.
什么意思？就是初结的果子，神的工作从那里要开始。
What does it mean by first fruit? That means God's work began from there.
哦，很感谢主啊。
Truly thank the Lord.
你知道查经班一到了。科尼那时候就有初结的果子。
As soon as Bible study class moved to Kearney, we had the first fruit.
后来来了这里，你看也有初结的果子。
And after we moved here, we also have first fruit.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹大概都忘记
是哪些人。
I believe that many brothers and sisters already forgot who they were.
但是这些神都知道啊。
But God knows each one of them by name.
有一次我在后面哈，然后面有一个弟兄就跟我讲说，我们这么多信主的受浸的弟兄，现在都不在我们当中了。
Once I was standing at the back, then a brother told me that we had so many brothers and sisters got baptized and now they are not with us.
怎么都跑掉了？
They already left.
这个问题，我相信没有人能够有一个很好的回答。
I think none of us can give a good answer to this.
但是有一次我去 DC 的时候
，But once when I visited Washington DC,
我去看我的sister-in-law.
I visit my sister-in-law.
他说有个弟兄你们一定认识。
And she said that you must know a brother here.
那我就他把名字给我。
So she told me, the name.
我一点都不记得。
Actually, I could not remember.
他说他在我们这里信的主。
She said that he.
他在这里信的主。
He believed the Lord here with us.
然后他记得我们在那舞台后面有个水池，他下去，他叫水池啦。
And he remembered that he got baptized here at our baptism.
我们叫受浸池，他叫水池。他都在厨房边边，他印象不是很深。
He does not have deep impression of it, but he still remembers the baptism.
那我马上里面就想，哇，不，接下来我的 in-law 要讲什么
？Then I immediately thought, what is my in-law going to say?
那结果我 in-law 说，他很爱主哎。
Then my in-law say that. He truly loves the Lord.
突然里面那个骄傲就起来了。
Then suddenly I feel proud.
为什么说啊从我们那来的
？Because he's from our place, our gathering place.
就他后面那句话很有意思。
Then what she said was interesting.
他说他受了浸后什么都不懂，就来了那里聚，到了他们那里聚会。
什么都不懂就来到那里。
对。
She said that after he got baptized, he knew nothing, but he arrived to meet with her.
那我又不好意思不笑啊。
I did not dare to laugh.
那我当然讲主的工作是持续的哈，很感谢主。
So I mentioned God's work is continuous, therefore thank the Lord.
有人栽种，有人收割，对不对
？Some plant and some sow.
有人撒种。
Some sow.
对不对？有人收割。
And some harvest.
我们都会用这个话嘛，对不对
？We always say this.
但是你知道真正谁在做？
But who is the one that's really doing the work?
是主在做。
It's the Lord.
真感谢主啊。
Truly thank the Lord.
他信的主竟然就这样出去了。
He, after he believed the Lord, then he went out.
我相信主日学大概也没上多久。
I trust that he probably did not go to many Sunday school classes.
说不定我们受浸的弟兄跟他陪谈的时候打下很好的根基。
It might be the brothers who talked to him before he got baptized already set a good foundation.
说我哪一天我跟主讲，主，这算是我们初结的果子吧？应该算我们的吧
？Maybe I can tell the Lord that He should be the first fruit among us.
但人里面常常都生的是很软弱。
But true that we are so weak.
我们常常要多做主的工哈。
We often have to do the work of the Lord.
当然，这样的弟兄我们是有亏欠。
Of course, we do fall short about this brother.
但是他还是在主的手里，对不对
？But isn't he still in the hand of the Lord?
这是初结的果子。
That's the first.
盼望我们身上每一个人都有初结的果子。
Hope each one of us have our first fruit on us.
主在地上要有一群初结的果子要献给神。
There should be the first fruits we should offer to God.
就是一群准备好的。
Those group of people who are ready.
在主来之前。
Before the Lord comes back.
盼望我们都在那个行列的里面。
Do hope that we are among those.
时间差不多了哈。
The time is up.
我们再讲一个就好了。
Then let's mention one more.
不知道要挑哪一个，每个都很好。
I don't know which one to choose from. Each one is good.
希望你们回去自己看这些人。
Hope that when you return, you can look through those people.
保罗认识这些人。
Paul know those people.
26个名字。
For 26 names.
保罗用多样性的形容这些弟兄姐妹。
Paul has used different descriptions to describe them.
都不一样啊。
Each one is different.
问安的方式不一样。
The way he greet each one of them is different.
但保罗了解他们这些人。
But Paul know each one of them.
但我们不可能这样啊！下次我碰到梁尊信说：“嗨，梁尊信，你的新工作怎么样？”这样问安，他碰到谁又另外一个问安，不是这个意思啊。
Of course, we do not. It does not mean that when we meet a brother, we ask, "How's your new job?" or so and so.
我们里面要 care 我们弟兄姐妹。
In our hearts, we have to care about our brothers and sisters.
知道他在主里面的角色。
To know what their positions are in the Lord.
知道他在主里面的光景。
And to know their conditions in the Lord.
我们不要看只看坏的啊。
We don't just look at the negative side.
好，我讲一个例子结束了。
Then let me give an example.
反正我们那个主日学今天暂停了。
Because my Sunday school class is canceled today.
这个例子我讲过。
I have mentioned an example before.
我们孩子很小的时候啊。
When my children are still young.
因为我住的地方比较接近 Patterson。
Where I live used to be close to Patterson.
Patterson 是一个比较不好的区域啊，抱歉。
Patterson is not a good area.
不像 Livingston, Parsippany 啊，区比较特别好啊。
Unlike Livingston or Parsippany.
但是我们认识几个那个夫妇，他们是从东欧来的。
But I know a few couple who are coming from the Eastern Europe.
因为你孩子小的时候，你认识父母就会看看他的孩子在学什么。
Because when our children were young, I would like to know other parents and what their other parents are learning.
我认识有一些他们就是小孩子就是念那个 Kumo 哈，公文数学，对不对
？I know some children went to study Kumo.
我不知道 Livingston 你们孩子都念什么，大概是都是拉小提琴、弹琴嘛，对不对
？I don't know why your children study when you are in Livingston. Maybe mostly play piano.
Patterson 那么很多孩子去学芭蕾舞。
And many children in Patterson went to learn ballet.
哦，没有游泳的，都是去念 ballet 哈。
None of them swim, but they went to learn ballet.
那我们家的老二就赶上那个学 ballet 的潮，就是大家去学 ballet。
My second daughter went to study ballet as well.
那你知道这个中国人跳 ballet 其实，身材比较跟欧洲的那个不一样哈。
It might be harder for the Asians to learn ballet because it might be more difficult compared to
the Europeans. 我们孩子要去上ballet之前要买鞋子、买衣服，对不对？要买这个袜子，对不对？要买很多，还有头结，对不对
？Before my daughter have to start learning, that we have to buy many outfits for her.
所以还没上ballet之前就已经买了很多东西了。
Even before we start learning ballet, that we already bought many outfits for my daughter.
然后第一天 ballet.
So the first day of class.
所有这些都这么小，他们说 ballet 那个要五岁六岁。
All of them are so little, around 5 or 6 years old.
你知道五岁六岁哈
？5 or 6 years old.
刚好我们老二不在，所以没有关系啊。那走出去的时候
，When they had to walk out.
有人孩子还没上ballet课，他走出去的样子就跟一般的孩子，我们是农村长大的，样子比较平实啊。
For some children, they walk out seem more gracefully.
那有一些他们因为家里就有训练，他们真的是头上面可以摆一本书嘛，走过去书不会掉。
Maybe some children already been trained, so the way they walk could even put a book on their head.
那我们家孩子书拿在手上都会掉的，走出去。
For my daughter, that even she carry the book might fall from her
hand. 结果大家都站那边站一排。
So everybody stood one line.
那我们也就是所有父母站这边，他们站那边。
So all the parents stood one side and children on the other side.
结果每个父母看谁啊
？What did each parent look at?
只看自己的。
Only look at their own children.
那我们刚好看别人的。
And we happen to look at other children.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们不对行啊，那真的，人家走出来就是这样，就是很直的这样走出来。
Because everyone walked out so straight in line.
那我们走出来是歪歪扭扭的。
But ours walked not in straight line.
但是也有一些就跟我们 比较一样的，就是也是歪歪扭扭的。
But there are also some children also not walking straight.
那中国的父母就说：“哎呀，怎么这样走？怎么这样走？”
Or Chinese parents might criticize.
那美国人怎么讲？
What the American?
Ah, how so beautiful! 这样。
They walk so beautifully.
他看的全是美的。
They see everyone is beautiful.
我们全部看是丑的。
And in our eyes, we
就把那课40分钟在那边干什么？
So what did we do 40 minutes there?
他们手扶在那个杠子上，对不对？
They put their hands on the bar.
有个镜子在那杠子上，对不对？
And there's a mirror there.
就站在那里。
And they stood there.
这要花你35块钱。
That took us $35.
美国父母一直给他照相，一直照相，他们一直照相。不用了，不用翻了，你们都知道。那中国父母怎么样？把手摆好。
For Chinese parents, keep asking them to put their hands in the
correct angle. 脚并起来。
And close legs.
还没有说垫脚嘛？垫脚最难嘛，对不对
？It's even harder in other positions.
那我们女儿就很久才能升班，就是升到下一个阶段。
It's harder for our daughter to go to the next level.
我回来的时候，跟我的姐妹就在讲这个事情。
When I came back home, I talked to my wife.
但女儿很不高兴。
But my daughter was not happy.
为什么？
Why?
我们很少赞美她。
Because we often do not praise her.
我们看的都是负面的。
We only look at the negative side.
但是我们的邻居。
But our neighbors.
她一直说，哇，那天 wonderful.
They often say it was so wonderful that day.
她第一天出场就这么好的表现，她能够站在那边。
It was the first day of class and.Their children were so good that they stood there.
45分钟没有跟我要水喝。
For 45 minutes, our children did not ask water.
45分钟没有说我要换裤子要去上厕所。
For 45 minutes, our children did not say we need to go to the toilet.
那我们觉得是当然应该这样子啊。
Then we thought that's what it's supposed to be.
但是他们看的都是美的。
But in their eyes, they see everything positive.
你知道今天我们在神的面前常常也是这样啊。
Often today we are the same before God.
我们看弟兄姐妹看什么？
What do we see, our brothers and sisters?
都是看那个坏的。
Only look at the negative side.
但是在主里面看的是什么？
But what does the Lord see?
那么一点点的基督。
That little bit of Christ.
就能改变你。
That could change the person.
也能改变他。
And also can change.
盼望我们眼光要改变啊。
Hope that our eyesight can be changed.
新的一年。
This new year,
我们学的在彼此弟兄姐妹里面
among brothers, sisters,
看在基督的份上、啊、
that as we look unto the Lord,
我们彼此的真实的相爱、啊、
let us love one another truthfully.
愿神保守我们
May the Lord help be merciful upon us. Let's pray.
天父，我们真的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因着宝血，我们可以来到你的面前。
By the precious blood, we are able to come before you.
我们因着信你。
As we believe unto you.
我们就成为神家中的儿女。
So we can become the children of God's house.
我们就能够享受家中所有的丰富。
We can enjoy all the riches of the home.
让你求你，让我们不轻看。你所给我们所有的恩典。
Pray that you help us do not neglect all of the grace you have given us.
保守我们在地上的日子。
Keep the days of our life on earth.
让我们的信是有根有基的。
So our faith is being deeply rooted with foundation.
让我们因着耶稣基督。
By Jesus Christ.
我们能够在地上的日子。
So the days of our life on earth.
是在主里面过得丰丰富富的。
So can live our rich life in the Lord.
你也让我们的眼目。
And also help our eyesight.
都能转向你。
Can truly turn unto you.
不看人的失败。
Not look at the failures of man.
不看世界的堕落。
And not the corruption of the world.
不看世界的潮流。
And not the trend of the world.
能够唯一的看着我们主。
So we can only fix our eyes upon the Lord.
我们知道主来的日子是何等的近。
We know how quickly Lord is coming back.
保守我们。
Keep us.
能够在主的里面。
So we can be in the Lord.
常常为主来工作。
Often work for the Lord.
常常能为主做见证。
And often testify for the Lord.
只有主能够这样做。
Only the Lord you can do this.
靠着加给我们的。
By what you have given us.
我们凡事都行。
In everything that we can do everything all that's given us.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.